Victoria in Melbourne is the lead researcher of the study. Professor, what did you find? What link did you find between Vegemite and Marmite and people's moods?
Okay, we did there was an online survey where we assessed what people ate. It was just general how, like generally what they ate, whether vegetarians, meat eaters, whether they took supplements. In addition, whether they ate yeast-based breads, which included Marmite, Vegemite, Promite, Ozymite, there was a whole list of them. And in that, we had embedded, within our questionnaire, we had a embedded and a validated psychological DAS, it's called, questionnaire, depression, anxiety, and stress. It's a validated survey that psychiatrists usually use to determine whether a person has depression, anxiety, and stress. So we had that included within our questionnaire, and we excluded the people that had, you know, that were heavy meat eaters or were on vitamin B supplements. So we didn't want that to bias any of our data. So we took out all those people. So it was clearly the people that were eating these yeast-based spreads, and there was a total of about 420. And we found that those that consumed yeast-based spreads compared to those that didn't were less stressed, had less stress and anxiety.
Right.
Compared to those that did not consume yeast-based spreads. In addition, we found that then we separated all the yeast-based spreads because some of them, all of them include vitamin B1, B2, B3. Some of them include B6. And there's only like Marmite. There's the new Vegemite with the orange lid. There's another one, Ozymite, which also has B12 in it. Whereas the traditional Vegemite and all the other yeast-based spreads don't include the B12.
So the big question is, how much do you need to eat to get happier?
No, the dose was, we did look at that, we asked that question, and we put all the results together, and we found that it wasn't the amount that was eaten. Like, you know, even if 1 teaspoon compared to 4 teaspoons a day, it didn't make a difference. What made a difference was the consistency and being, you know, over time, eating it over time.
Right.
You know, not just, I had a spoon today and then 3 weeks later I'll have another.
So maybe it's just the actual fact of eating it as opposed to what's in it that makes you happy. I'm pretty happy when I eat Vegemite on toast, I have to say.
Oh, there's some of them. Some people don't like it. Yeah. I think Vegemite, Marmite, you know, those spreads, you either like them or don't.
True.
You know, there's a lot of people that absolutely look at it and the smell just, they don't like it or they like it. So you either like it or don't.
It's true. Professor Vaso Apostolopoulos, the lead researcher, Vegemite, Marmite, yeast spreads. And what's the other one? Is Bovril? Is that right? Is that a yeast spread? Is that what they have in Britain? Can't remember. Anyway, Vegemite for me, have to say. It's 23 past 5.